This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Hey, Susie. Yeah. So
Hi.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? You're always on my mind. It's you, Rollo. You're on my mind.
How's Wayne doing? Where's Wayne?
Okay. He's asleep. Yeah.
He's asleep. So, you know,
on Friday, I didn't even know Easter. I didn't know it was Easter weekend.
Me neither. I walked down to the village today. Sorry to talk Abby that, Susie, but I walked down to the village today to get some vodka. And all the shops were shut. And I walked past, this op shop, where you can buy recycled clothing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, they were playing live music. So I walked in and it was basically a church where they're all swaying and that to, evangelical music and things like that. And I walked in and I couldn't believe it. You know, I'm in there with a whole bunch of people and they all came up to me and, gave me a whole bunch of literature and said come and join us. And I was enjoying the music. I really was. The pianist. I've got the pamphlet in my here we go. I've got it in front of me here. Do you want me to read it to you? It's called Five True Stories. So this one says, hold on, I'll just get up. I've got my cigarette in my hand. Let me get rid of that.
Remind you, when you say come join us, it reminds me of an evil dad. An evil dad when they're like, join us.
Join us. You do that really well. Man, that's scary. That's scary good. I just got to turn my lights on here. I can't say shit. I don't know. It's not too late yet to talking to my good pal Susie.
It's so funny.
So it's called Come. Now I don't know if it's a cult or it's just it was evangelical. You know, do you remember Kenneth Copeland and? And who was the other guy? It was Kenneth Copeland and the other one, Jimmy Swaggart. Do you remember Jimmy Swaggart?
Yeah.
It seemed a bit like that. And, so let me read this to you. So it's five true stories. So, first one, here it goes, New Life in God. By the time I was 15, I was drinking and partying every weekend. I had a child and was in an abusive relationship. So I asked God to get me out of it, and he did, but I still felt lost and started taking drugs. Then I met someone who talked about God as a friend. I went with him to a revival meeting, got baptized, and received the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. My life has totally changed. I'm so thankful. That's a girl called Trez. I'll take a photo of this and I'll put it on Rollo's balcony. So then there's this guy called Rafa. I grew up in a family that went to church but had no personal relationship with God. Church was more a social gathering. People's lives didn't line up with the Bible. I started asking questions, was given no clear answers, but then I met someone who showed me how to have a father and son relationship with God. I got baptized and received the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. I'm thankful that God, thank you for God's protection and provision to my family. His love is endless. So that's Ralph.
I have to tell you, I have to get a tissue because I've just stuck a pen in my eye and blood is pouring down my face.
Are you joking? You're joking, right?
No, I'm serious.
Why did you stick a pen in your eye?
Because I don't know. I'm sorry. Pamphlet reading is just making
I'll take a photo and I'll post it. It's called Five True Stories. No God Today. I'm not an atheist, but I'm agnostic. Well, you know, I'm a fence sitter. You know what I mean?
I think I'm a Woodsian.
What's a Woodsian?
I just made it up. And if I want to feel close to something or whatever is God, I go in the woods.
Oh, okay. To be, with nature. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I feel close to the beautiful presence in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I go into a church building, I think all of the crosses are going to bleed and the statues are going to bleed. It scares me.
It scares you. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, too many movies.
Maybe you should be. Yeah. Well, I know what cults are, and cults, there are a lot of religions that have dressed up as cults. You remember the Jonestown massacre, you know, and you know, do you remember that in 1970, you know, where they all drank Kool-Aid and killed themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, scary.
They make us think they drank Kool-Aid, but they didn't. Drink some
well,
other.
Well, Jim Jones didn't. He shot himself. He didn't drink the Kool-Aid. Can you imagine what an agonizing death, you know, where you, what did they put, cyanide? Did they put cyanide or some rat poison into the Kool-Aid? And they would have died agonizing. That would have been an agonizing death. Anyway, it's Easter Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. We should talk about something a bit happier, shouldn't we?
Now they're saying it was grape flavored Flavor Aid. So I just thought it was something else.
All right.
Yeah, it was.
Have you got a glass of wine? Have you got a glass of wine in your hand?
Yeah, I just poured some, you know, in honor of talking to you and drinking at 6:00.
Well, I raise my glass to you. I've got a full glass of vodka and lime and soda. Yeah, I'm glad you missed me.
Kool-Aid.
I'm glad you missed me. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bugging. Even Wayne knew, like, how's Rulo? And I'm like, I don't know. He's not posting anything.
Ah, Wayne, what a guy.
Yeah.
I saw that photo you posted. You and Wayne, the height difference between you and Wayne is crazy, isn't it?
It's funny. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
But it works out when you're doing like household chores and shit, you know. And I'm like, can you reach up there? And I'm like, okay, I'll go down there and fix the pipe, you know.
That's it. That's life. Yeah, he does.
I'm not afraid of plumbing. I do some plumbing around here for sure. Toilet breaks or whatever under the sink. Yeah, I mean it's just pipes.
Screw that. I'll get a real man to do my plumbing if I ever need it.
You mean Christy?
Yeah, my wife. my dog got attacked. My dog got attacked today.
Aww.
No. Not really. Just startled. by this, but then the guy that owned the dog. He was six foot three, and I'm 5'11". Back in the day, I would have grabbed him and said, "Look, your dog's out of control." But his dog didn't bite Razzie; he just startled her, and she yelped.
And that makes heart race. I hate that feeling.
Mm.
Hate that. You know, and you see this dog running at you, and then for like the next hour,
I didn't actually see it. I didn't actually see it until I heard the yelp. The dog came so quickly, you know, and I heard Razzie yelp, and I go, "What the fuck?" And I look down, and there's this like 6 foot three guy coming towards me. I'm going, "Oh, here we go, Rick and Roller 74 with Susie."
Go so fast.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yeah, you're right, mate. Rick and Rollo 74. What is it? Sunday, Easter Sunday, Sunday the 5th of April, 2026. Rick has, gone off to have a masturbate, and, we're, here with Susie.
Just hearing, Sarah's voice. I don't know if her
I'm gonna be Howard Stern from now on, Susie.
All right.
So you gotta take all your clothes off in front of me. Are you on camera? Put your camera on.
I am.
Will Wayne allow? Will Wayne?
I have warts all over my bum.
You got warts on your butthole.
Yeah,
At least yours still works. Mine's not been working for the last couple of weeks.
Fucking hell. Have you been eating soup? Soup is good. Don't puke again.
That went down the wrong way.
Or something in there. Yeah, dilute that shit.
Yeah. Oh, that went down the wrong way.
Poor.
And you remember Elvis? You remember Captain. Elvis? Remember Elvis when before he died?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley. He apparently had like 4 months of blockage inside him. He died of constipation.
It's the art of constipation. He took it a little too far.
Oh yeah, remember that song? Little bit of action, a little bit of conversation. Yeah.
No, it's the art of constipation.
The art of constipation. Yeah, that's right. Remember the very last concert he did, he was, oh man, when it came to Fat Elvis, 1977, he was ginormous. You know, he never left America. He never traveled the world.
I was always curious because there's so much good coke and amphetamine type drugs, you know?
Yeah.
There's no reason to be fat back then. I mean, mother's little helper, like everyone was beating around having a good old time.
But no one said to him, to get rid of constipation, coconut water. You know, like coconut water is like, have you seen the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks? It's just a natural laxative. It's a natural laxative. And it would have cleaned him out. And he, people say he didn't die in 97, but you know how many Elvis lives and all that. No, he passed away on the bathroom in Graceland. And,
if you're taking a bunch of pills, you'll get constipated.
Yeah, well, he was taking morphine. Yeah, you're right. Morphine will morphine
block
is
you up real good.
It'll block you up, yeah, big time. It's a good painkiller, but he should have been taking something like amphetamines, like dexamphetamines or something.
And he could have hired any broad to go up there and poke around and get that shit out of there, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
No excuse. If that's really what happened, there's no excuse.
Apparently, he went to the bathroom. He sat down on the throne and strained so hard the aorta at the top of his heart exploded. There was no saving him. And then he fell over onto the floor. And the young lady he was with at the time, and his eyes were all bloodshot because he was straining so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And looked him straight in the face, and he is dead. Yeah, she called 911, and they came and they went, nah, he's gone.
I got a movie recommendation. We just watched a movie.
An Elvis
Sam
movie.
Raimi.
No, oh, Sam Raimi.
Sam Raimi directed it.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Brand spanking new, 2026, a movie called Send Help.
Send Help. Sam Raimi. I really like Sam Raimi because my favorite movie of his is the 1981, his first movie with Evil Bruce Dead. Campbell. Evil Dead, my that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. I love it too. So cool. It's called Send Help, is it? Okay.
You can sing.
Oh, here we go. Send Help, 2026. So it's a horror comedy. So it says, a woman and her overbearing boss become stranded on a desert island after a plane crash. They must overcome grievances and work together to survive. But ultimately, it's a battle of wills and wits to make it out alive. Well, that sounds pretty damn good.
It was very entertaining. And there are some...
Oh, you've seen it already.
Yeah, we watched it 2 days ago.
So it stars Rachel McAdams. I like her. She's great. And Dylan O'Brien.
They were perfectly cast.
Yeah?
Perfection. Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait to watch this.
It's good, yeah. It's not too brutal or anything. It has just the few moments where it's like, you know, you're watching someone who.
I like this. Bruce Campbell makes photographic cameos as Bradley's unnamed father, the former CEO of the financial company, who appears in several photographs. Paintings seen in Bradley's office, and he'd passed away at some point. Oh man, I can't wait to watch this.
It was really fun. Really fun.
It made $65 million on a $29 million budget. So,
that's good.
So $94 million. So there you go. Oh, man. It's good to see Sam Raimi's Send Help. I like the poster. I'll post that to the Rollers balcony just to remind me. Otherwise, I might forget.
Yeah. And I said, there's a few little gruesome moments, but it's nothing...
Oh, I can handle it.
Christy, if she doesn't, she's squeamish or doesn't like horror movies, I wouldn't worry about it. It was mostly just extremely entertaining. Like, she has to fight a boar and a wild boar, and it's pretty, pretty intense.
What did I watch the other day? I watched The Substance. Have you seen The Substance with Demi Moore?
Yes.
What did you think of that film?
I thought about it for 2 weeks afterward, like the whole psychological aspect of it. You know?
I watched that on my own. Christy refused to watch it. I thought Dennis Quaid, you know, over the top, you know, being the bastard. But the thing I didn't understand about The Substance is, like, it didn't seem like, if you want to be young again, you want to live your life through you know, being young. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It was a different person. Somehow they got the script wrong. They should have had Demi Moore, her character, in the young girl's character. It was a great movie as a body horror, especially that ending. The ending was just crazy good. It was David Cronenberg good. You know what I mean?
It was, you know, when she was like bashing her head over and over and over and over. Mm. And over and over and over. It reminded me of Family Guy when they do something over and over and over. It's like, okay, or enough already. Enough already.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. It was some crazy shit.
No, but I'm looking forward to seeing Out though.
I was like,
I like Sam Raimi. Do you like the Spider-Man movies that he did? Do you like those?
I think I only saw the first one
Yeah, with Kirsten Dunst and the young, I forget his name. Spider-Man's a difficult one to bring to film because you don't see the actor's face. Like Tobey Maguire, his name was, the first one. And it was difficult. Whereas, you know, when you got Batman and Superman, you get a bit more of their face, whereas Spider-Man's face is always covered up. It's always masked up. So it was tricky. I thought Sam Raimi did a decent job of it.
There's a billion Spider-Man movies.
Do you know that they had to re-edit Spider-Man, that first one, because the two towers, the Twin Towers in New York came down and during post-production. So they had to get him off, because they had him already rendered with the two towers and they had to get him spinning off another tower in New York. What was it? The most famous one. I don't know.
Yeah, but, it was 2002. Holy crap. Wow. Hmm.
So someone didn't tell the production company we're bringing those towers down. So I thought that was pretty funny. Whoopsie. Oopsie doopsie. Yeah. Yeah, the whole 9/11 thing.
We watched a movie that I thought was pretty cool. I saved it in my phone because sometimes I forget. And I'm like, what was that movie we watched 3 days ago? You know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to start just putting these in my phone so I remember.
You're right. Take your time. All right.
It was a movie called The New Centurions with Stacy Keach.
Oh, I like Stacey Keach. Is he still with us? I thought he died years ago.
No, it was 1972.
Oh, there you go. And, then. The new Centurions.
Okay. And George C. Scott.
Oh, I love George. I love George C. Scott. I love him. Yeah.
Stacey Keach was really like kind of smiley in it. It seemed odd. This is a cop movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched, oh man.
George C. Scott was, he was awesome in that, Dr. Strangelove with, Peter Sellers, you know, you're going to see the war room. You'll see it all. And
I have to watch it.
Do you think George C. Scott could do comedy? You damn right he could. He did comedy so well. Oh, that was such a great movie, Dr. Strangelove. So, the new Centurions, for a rookie cop, Roy Filer's first assignment, he's paired up with a veteran, Andy Delvinsky, to work the streets of East Los Angeles, and it's a tough cop, tough neighborhood. But despite getting shot, after only a short time on the force, Roy comes to love it and gradually begins to put police work before it all else. Then his marriage fails. As a result, Roy soldiers on unfazed, taking solace with a new relationship with a nurse. So that looks good.
It looks
good. New Centurions, 1972, The New Centurions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, another one I've got to put on my list.
Like, yep, I just George. Like the cars and the, because I can relate, you know, like to the furniture and just the way things look and feel, you know, just all the old cars. You know, when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old or something, like, my dad, you know, he would take us maybe about a 45-minute drive to his brother's house at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And the one year, there was no heat in the car, you know, frickin' reason. So he put a kerosene heater in the car with me and my three siblings. I know.
You might have guessed yourself. Might have guessed yourself.
I know.
Kerosene. Then, oh my God.
I'm like, that didn't happen, did it? And then I'll ask my sister. She's 10 years older. And she's like, yep, that's what happened.
Wow.
And so the inside of the windows would get sort of sooty and frosty.
I can only imagine the smell.
Sitting on my mom's lap with some sort of credit card or something. Yeah. I was just a little kid. And I was scraping off the windshield window for them. Like, I was like crawling around the car, like scraping the windows. Like, that's my job. And, you know, there's no seatbelts or anything. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It fucking blows my mind that they did that.
Kerosene heater in a car. Oh my God.
That's the
70s. Living in the 70s, different time from now. I mean, you're my age. You're my age. I'm 56 and you're pretty much the same age. Oh my gosh. A kerosene heater in a car. Oh my goodness. Those things stink even in a big room.
Right.
Yeah. You imagine in a car. Yeah. What a nightmare that would be. Yeah. Yuck. Oh, dear. So I can't wait to watch that one, The New Centurions, as well as Send Help.
Oh, we watched Cisco Pike too. That was good.
What was that? Which one?
Cisco Pike, good old Christofferson.
Oh, Chris. Yeah, we lost him recently, didn't we? Did he have the facelift? You know, that crazy face. I think he did, didn't he?
No, that was Kenny Rogers.
Oh, it was Kenny Rogers. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I messed it up. Yeah. Yeah, Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers' facelift was ridiculous. He looked like a man's man. And then he got that facelift and he looked like a woman with a beard.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah. Once you see, you can't go back. What is it? Cisco Rogers, is it?
Cisco Pike. But anyway.
Cisco Pike.
Yeah, my mom, she had a Christofferson thing. And,
It's another 1972. So well, who's in there?
My mom was alive.
Gene Hackman, Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, Gene Hackman.
Oh, and Harry Dean Stanton. Oh, Karen Black. What's
her name? Karen Black, yeah. It's good. I liked it.
Rick and Roller with Rosie.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Easter Sunday. We're here with Rollo and Rosie.
I didn't mean to call you Rosie.
It's great.
Susie. Susie. Rosie came out. I've had a half a bottle of bloody vodka. So I'm watching the Cisco Pike. It's because we've lost Gene, we've lost Chris, we've lost Harry. Karen, have we lost Karen? Let's have a look. No, we lost Karen in 2013. They're all gone. Yeah. That's a movie made in 1972. Yeah. I mean, you can't imagine any of them would still be alive. But I'll look forward to it. So I'll post that on the... if I don't post it, otherwise I'll forget. I'll post that on the Roller's balcony. I posted the new Centurions. I posted Sent Help. Rick's just posted LL7. Pretend we're dead. L7. My favorite song of theirs was Andre.
Hmm.
Do you remember L7 at all?
Yeah, when that band first came out, I was in this really strange place because all my friends went sort of grungy and heroin and raves and stuff, and they went over there and I was all alone. I got rid of all my friends that I had for fucking 10, 15 years, you know? They all started doing the grunge thing, and I was like, "Nah, I don't wanna," you know. And I spent my had to be around 1993 or something, right? When they were around,
That's what
it reminds me of.
That was an awesome time period, yeah, for grunge. Because what changed the 80s? Into the 90s was Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, wasn't it? Alice in Chains, that's right.
Alice in Chains, that's
Lane Staley, and I saw them live. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Alice in Chains, the microphone slipped out of his holder on because he was holding it up for everyone to sing, and the microphone slipped into the mosh pit. So the it wasn't Lane Staley. He was, I think he was a drummer. Alice in Chains. I have to look it up. I can't remember, but he jumped into the mosh pit and re-grabbed the mic and got back up on stage. And like his clothes are half hanging off. I think it was just adoring fans that were just really enjoyed him jumping into the mosh pit. and you could hear like everyone grabbing the mic going, fuck, God, fuck, 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 fuck. And he jumped back on stage and he was totally professional. And the band kept on playing and he just kept on singing. Like there was Alice in Chains. I swear to God, it's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen in Newcastle. Yeah. It was 1993. Okay. Alice in Chains. Have we still got all those guys? I know we lost one of them. Definitely Lane Staley's left the building, hasn't he? Yeah.
But yeah, there was just that weird vibe of the grunge stuff that made me feel like that melancholy, depressed, like.
Oh, yeah.
The tone of it. I just couldn't. And it wasn't until like years later I sort of. Like now, if I listen to Alice in Chains, I like it, you know.
Sure. Because
we're out of the vibe of the real time, and I can look back and
here we go.
Sort of appreciate it.
Alice in Chains. So the years active, they were 1987 to 2002, and they had a hiatus, and then they went. From 1999 to 2002.
I saw Alice in Chains with the other singer. What is his name? Duvall or something.
Yeah, so it's Jerry Cantrell, Sean Kinney, Mike Inez, and William Duvall, and the past members, Lane Staley and Mike Starr. I'm pretty sure Lane Staley, he left the building in 2002. And what was his? He was only 34 when he died. God, that's young. Personal life, let's have a look. Oh, he was in the Screaming Trees, was he? Oh, no, no. Oh, here we go. All right. He was on tour with the Screaming Trees. Oh my goodness. Oh man. I don't want to read any of that. There you go.
No, don't read it.
My
day is starting completely different than I thought it would. I mean, that's fine. You know, I went to bed around 1, which for me is really weird, but I was watching American Werewolf in London. Wayne fell asleep.
Great movie. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, and I was just
John Landis. I saw that in the theater in 1980 when he changes into. Remember, Michael Jackson was so fascinated with how awesome the change was.
Yeah, that's what
he actually used that in Thriller, you know, to do the same sort of thing, to turn him into a zombie or whatever it is.
It's
crazy good.
I never stay up late. I mean, I wouldn't say never, but it's pretty rare. And then about 1 o'clock, and I fell asleep. I wasn't even buzzed or anything. I was freaking cooking all day because Wayne's brother's coming over today. So I made all kinds of food. And after I went shopping and all this crap. So I don't have time for this shit. I have so much stuff to do. I don't have time for just cooking all day. Whatever. I don't care. But so then it was like,
You got to do what you do.
Yeah.
What's Wayne's? Let's give Wayne's brothers. What's his name? Let's give him a shout out.
His name's Neil.
Neil. All right. Yeah. Great name.
He was my
Neil,
favorite brother.
Neil by the might of Rollo. And yeah, Susie.
But yeah, you know, me and Neil, we used to be close. Like we would even talk on the phone every now and then just for fun.
That's awesome.
And the whole COVID thing really broke it all up.
Yeah, COVID was a shit show.
They called us assholes and retards and stuff for not getting.
So Neil's got the jab ready, did he? Yeah.
Yeah, and we're dumb for not doing it, and we could have killed people. He told us.
What one did he get? Did he get the Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, or the Moderna? Which one did he get? Do you know?
I don't know.
My brother took the jab as well.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing is, I mean, he could jab himself till the day he dies. I don't care what he does, but he cared about us. He didn't talk to us for a long time. And yeah, I don't have any hard feelings. I really don't. But Good on you. There's nothing. It's not the same anymore.
I won't talk to my brother anymore. But because I told him, I said, this is snake oil. I told him this is Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci's snake oil.
Talk to your brother. Let it go. He didn't do anything to himself. Yeah, he did it to himself. He didn't walk up to you with a damn needle and jab you. So he didn't do anything to you. It was his own.
The thing is, he took the easy path. I need to get on a plane to go skiing in Canada or something. But he needed to have the vaccine. And if everybody did that, you know what I mean? We'd all be in a situation where we all have to be jabbed. And that's why I said to him, you are such a, I said straight to his face, I said, you are a disgrace to human mankind. You are a disgrace to me and I never want to see you again. I told him because if everybody took the jab so many people have been injured and died horrible deaths. And just to have this vaccine passport to get on planes or just even to go into, you know, a grocery store just to buy food and whatnot. Cause even to walk into a pub, I was asked, are you vaccinated? I go, no, are you? And I said, back to them. It was fucked up. And I said straight back, what business of yours? Like, all right, okay, I might have shot up a bit of heroin when I was a younger man, but that was my choice.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, Rollo. Even though that was your choice and you did it for fun, like, your brother could have told you a long time ago if he knew, he would have been like, Rollo, you shut up heroin, you fucker. That's going to kill you. I'd never want to talk to you again. He could have done the same thing, you know? So what we do to ourselves is our own business, whether it's taken the easy way.
That's true.
Whatever. I wouldn't take it personally.
He's my brother, you know? For fuck's sake. It's not like a stranger. It's not like, it's not like even a friend.
Yeah.
It's my brother.
I get
it. Your brother. And I tried to tell him, don't take the snake oil.
I tried to tell everyone. And then
he came over to visit me. He came over to visit me and he told me I didn't know when he came back to Australia. And he said, And he showed me that he took it, and I went, well, that's it.
You know, you're not
a brother to me anymore.
You're just a traitor. Well, he didn't betray you. He just wanted to go fucking skiing, and he wanted to work. He wanted to go places. He didn't want to be disrupted. He was in a groove. He's like,
but I told him,
all I got to do, I know, just don't.
Sorry, Susie, sorry to harp on the same subject, but it's okay. I made it very clear to him. This is a psyop. This is bullshit. To only know that you had COVID, you had to get a test or something. Even if you knew you had a sniffle, to get a bloody what? And they were shoving what those earbud things so up far up people's noses that you know the pain. I can only imagine what it is to have an earbud shoved straight up your nose, tickling your brain. It was a crazy time period. There was a guy called Kyle Stefanovic and then Piers Morgan and all these people on the media going, if you don't get the snake oil, look, if you get the snake oil and then it wasn't enough. If you were unvaccinated or unjabbed with the snake oil, they still go at you. And I'm going, hold on. You're vaccinated, so you should be safe, right? Do you understand?
No, everybody, I do understand. That's the whole age-old question about even childhood shit. It's the whole thing. Mm. People are fucking nuts. Mm. But everybody failed with the mask. Everyone. People who didn't.
The masks. The mask situation. That's what got me in so much trouble.
Test. I know. But that was the test. If everyone said, fuck you, we're not doing it, we're not flying, fuck off.
Yeah.
Then there would have been probably the end of it. Because, well, it's not the right time to push forward, you know. But they were like, holy shit, look at all these fucking retards. You know? And they're like, they're probably celebrating how stupid everyone is. Like, yay, our plan will go further. Oh, there was lightning. And,
I hear. You know.
That was the big test.
I'm shaking my head now. That.
Do you know what's funny that I forgot about? So there's a, John LeBond does a clip show and I think it's great. But I forgot all about it, but he was talking about a little bit of COVID stuff, and I was laughing so hard earlier today.
Oh, really? I was remembering
Mark McGowan, when he gives, he's with this the Aboriginal lady. I don't know if you remember this video. I forgot all about it. It's something out of like a skit. It looks like a fake skit from a funny show.
Mm.
And he says, you got to get vaccinated for your safety. You got to get the needle for your safety. And she's like, you be safe with the needle. I'll send it to you.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Darcy. Darcy is like,
Sorry,
John LeBond. Yeah, my bad. I'm a huge fan of his, and yeah, I can't wait to listen to it. So, can you post it on Roller's Balcony?
I will, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what else? Here's the thing: I know people have a problem with John LeBond. Not my problem.
I have no problems with the guy. I think the guy's great.
So I think about this mother holding her baby for the first time. mm-hmm. right, in the hospital, and the man is looking down at his son, and they're just overwhelmed with joy. And she or they have a great reason to name this little baby Darcy, and they just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time people go, Darcy, blah, 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 it really makes me mad. Like, I imagine a bunch of children in the hallway pointing at this little baby and laughing. Like, oh, your parents named you a name. Like, how immature is that, that people use that?
I don't have a problem with the name. I think the name Darcy's there's nothing wrong with that at all.
A lot of people
the content of your character, it's the size of your heart and what's, yeah, look, he's a bit antagonistic if he wants mm-hmm. to be, because that's, oh, Rick and Roll at 43. It's Susie.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com, click on the support.
Yeah, Easter Sunday. Well, it is Easter Sunday there in the jolly old United States of America. So
it's still
Easter Sunday here. It's 8:40 here.
Do you guys have a bunch of food on Easter that just is full of mayonnaise? Like, everything's mayonnaise. You got
mayonnaise.
Yeah. Tell me if you eat any of these foods, like macaroni salad. Rolled around with mayonnaise, and then deviled egg.
Yeah.
And do you guys do green? You probably don't do green bean casserole. What else? We do spinach dip. It's spinach rolled around in mayonnaise. Like, everything.
Oh, stop it! You're making me hungry. You're making me hungry with all this food talk.
Just think about eating a spoonful of mayonnaise. Because that's what we do. I don't know.
That's awesome. I like deviled eggs. I really do. Deviled eggs. How do you make deviled eggs? So you boil the eggs up, and then how do you make deviled eggs? I forget.
Yeah, you scoop out the yolks. You know, you slice them in half, and just a little bit of mayonnaise, little tiny, weensy, touch of mustard.
Mm.
Some people go too heavy on the mustard. I think that's
What sort of mustard are we talking about? Hot English mustard? Yeah. You know, the real.
Dijon or just yellow?
Dijon's. I can handle Dijon. I can't handle hot English. My wife, I'll tell you one. We were at the Marriott Hotel in Queensland at a really fancy party, and she ate into this mustard that had it was hot, and she fainted and fell into the pool. I had to grab her out. Because she'd never had hot English mustard before, and I didn't even know it, because I didn't get the mustard, but yeah,
okay.
And I grabbed her out. It was, and it's the Marriott Hotel. It's got actually fish. There's fish in the pool. There's actually fish. You know, it's a really, you know, a top of a skyscraper in Queensland. Yeah, it was just amazing. Yeah.
Hot English mustard. I mean, is it that hot? Is that why she fainted?
No, I think it's when you breathe out through your nose, I tasted. I went very gently with what she ate, and I went, "Oh yeah, I can see what you did." Because I could feel it. I could feel it straight away. You know, in the back of your brain, the mustard, like, was so hot.
Horseradish or wasabi.
Yeah, wasabi. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly the same deal.
Yeah.
You've got to be very gentle with it. You can't dismiss it. Do you remember Steve-O who snorted wasabi from Jackass?
I couldn't watch that shit. I couldn't do it.
He actually snorted that up his nose.
Oh.
Like, oh my God. And then he was just vomiting. It was just phlegm coming out. Yeah, it was real. He did it for real. But,
yeah, you know, I always thought I wasn't like a hater or anything about those that little crew doing crazy shit. Because some people really liked it. And I thought, good for you, but I'm not going to watch it.
I mean, I did. I thought it was, I watched the Osbournes.
And I don't know. Like, people think it's funny when someone, you know, is skateboarding and wipes out balls or something.
Yeah, that reminds me of that song. It's always funny until you get hurt, and then it's just hilarious. Faith No More, remember? It's always funny until someone gets hurt. I'd love to go out with that song, but we're definitely going out with Tomorrow by Silverchair tonight. But, you know, the silly thing, the things that people do for attention, it's a lot of fun sometimes. But I really don't want to see people hurt themselves for real. But, you know, he chose to snort wasabi up his nostril. That is his choice.
Yeah. I wouldn't take it personally. Mm.
One of the funniest outtakes on Jackass was when they got a baby crocodile and it snapped down on his nipple, Steve-O's nipple, and it wouldn't let go.
Aww.
and they're trying to flick the little crocodile, and he wouldn't let go. He wouldn't let go. Made me laugh. Oh, man.
That is
funny. Eventually, the little baby, they didn't hurt it. They let it go. In Florida or whatever. Oh, they're alligators in Florida, aren't they? You don't have crocodiles over there, do you?
I think it's one of the rarest or more unique places in the world where there's both, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, didn't know. I remember Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin used to like grabbing them, the big ones.
Crikey.
Yeah, crikey. That's it. I remember the Americans used to really love him, didn't they? You know, jumping in and grabbing crocodiles. And when he got killed accidentally by a stingray of all things.
Yeah.
Yeah, pissed. Pierced his heart.
Right.
Yeah, man, that was, talk about unlucky. He died the same week as Peter Brock. So we had two Aussie legends. You probably never heard of Peter Brock. He was one of the best race car drivers here in Australia. But then you had Steve Irwin. They died like 4 or 5 days apart. Like, we lost two legends. Peter Brock hit a tree and his car basically, smithereens. You remember the guy from Jackass, what was his name? The one of the guys, he drove a Porsche 11 into a tree and it hit it halfway up. And it was so, sorry to bring the mood down, but yeah, the only way they found a piece of skin with a tattoo on it. the only way they could, because Ryan Dunn, his name was Ryan Dunn. in 2010, just after he did Jackass 3D, I think it was called. 2010. Yeah. Him and his mate, they had a Porsche 11 with an engine that was way too powerful for the body of the car because, you know, they had the money to do it. And, and he took this curve and didn't take it or hit something and it hit the tree so hard. Yeah. There was no escape. Go, Susie. What was that?
I just remember Johnny Knoxville. I can't remember how many others.
Johnny Knoxville. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he was a crazy bastard, that guy. I remember the guy that they kicked out of Jackass was because he drank. He couldn't get off.
You gotta drink a lot to get kicked out of that crazy.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I remember he got married to his wife in Dubai, and he was pissed off about being kicked out of Jackass. I'll have to look it up. Where's my phone? I found it.
I got kicked out of a biker bar.
Did you? What'd you do?
Well, no one gets kicked out of this bar. People fight, and it wasn't like a real, like in the movies, mm-hmm. you know, hard ass sort of place, but the owner of the bar, he grew up on my street, a few houses down from me, so I knew his family and stuff. And so we'd go to this bar and get wings and just appetizer kind of bullshit food and play the jukebox and leave, you know. But he drove a motorcycle, so it wasn't really a biker bar, but a lot of his friends also rode motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Bikies, you call them. And people would fall asleep with their head on the bar. You don't get kicked out. And this one night I was drinking Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
And I kept playing over and over that Prince song, Kiss.
Oh, Kiss. Kiss. I love Prince. I love Prince's version of that. Yeah.
I kept playing it over and over.
You don't have to be beautiful.
And then, like, everyone was like, cut it out. Stop playing that song. And the bartender, Frank, he knew how to override the jukebox. So I thought I was being clever and I'd get all sneaky and play it again. And then the one time I was like, fuck it. I was getting up on the chair. I'm dancing. I was going to dance on the bar.
Oh, yeah? Right. And did you? Frank goes, you did?
Wait, he goes, Wayne, get her out of here. And
so you got on the bar? You got on the bar and danced?
I was starting to. I was getting up there. And but then Wayne always talks about that. He goes, I never knew Frank knew my name. Wayne, get her out of here. So yeah. I don't remember why.
Did you get banned for life?
No.
No. Just no. That night.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of so many bars. The guy I'm trying to think of was Bam Margera. Bam Margera got kicked out of Jackass.
That's why I thought of it, because you got to be a real drunk to get kicked out of a place where people drink.
Yeah. I've been kicked out of so many pubs. I used to work at pubs all the time as doing trivia and Texas Hold'em and things like that. And I was given a bar tab. Basically, I could drink whatever I wanted. And then, you know, I abused it. They had to carry me out so many times. And then the bar tab, I still got a wage or whatever. But they wouldn't give me free drinks anymore because I abused it so badly. Have you ever been carried out of a bar, like unconscious, like, oh, just, oh, oh.
No, I mean, I came out, you know, blacked out, stumbling on my own plenty, but I don't know about being actually carried out.
Oh, man, I have, yeah, big time. Oh, those were the good old days when you were young and you could actually handle it. I couldn't do it anymore, you know. Try and carry me out now. What do I weigh? Probably 100 kilos. It's fat ass.
It's amazing how boobs can get free drinks.
Oh, yeah, Hooters. That's right. Yeah, you go to Hooters. Boobs. Yeah, boobs. No. Yeah. I know what boobs are.
I thought you said Buddhists. But yeah, and then even when me and Wayne first started dating, he was like, could you please stop doing that? I was like, okay.
So, what, you were working at a bar where you had to work topless?
No, I didn't. No, I was a customer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, show your boobs and get a drink. Whatever.
Oh, right. Is that?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. All you have to do, what if you're wearing a bra, though? Do you wear a bra?
Yeah, you just, you know, flip that shit.
Does that count? Does a bra count? Or
you got to show your boobs.
Show your boobs, and you get a free drink.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like.
That's awesome.
It's funny because
I just wish I was a woman. I show my boobs every time.
There was this one time that all of I have a lot of dude friends, but they have girlfriends that I like. And so one time, a lot of my dude friends went to a strip club for a bachelor party. So all of us chicks, all of the girlfriends, we all got together. And we have like right where I live. Well, not anymore, but where I lived, there was bars every 50 feet. And you could do a pub crawl, you know, just walk from bar to bar to bar.
Sure.
And we were trying, there was like 8 or 10 of us, man. And we were trying to get dudes to show us their balls. And no one would do it. Nobody would fucking do it. And we explained to them, hey, you know, all of our boyfriends are, you know, looking at boobs right now and asses and who knows what. And they're like,
they're not sexy. Men's balls aren't sexy. It doesn't matter.
I like balls. Balls are good. But it was just funny because we're a bunch of chicks. You'd think someone would be drunk enough to show their balls, but no one would do it.
No one would do it.
We're pretty bummed out. We're bummed.
I'll tell you a story. I was at the Town Hall Hotel one night, and one of the barmen, his name was Bongo. That was his nickname, Bongo. He was a kindergarten teacher, right? And like late into the night, and I asked, "Why do they call you Bongo?" And he said, "Well, he sat down in a chair and he grabbed a schooner glass, and he took his pants down, and he stretched his scrotum over the schooner glass and then tapped on it and made a song. And that's why it's called Brilliant. Bongo. Like, yeah. And it was, I should have filmed it. You'd never seen anything like it. It was just amazing. He just, and I went, oh, isn't that painful? No, he just grabbed it and stretched it over the schooner glass and played the bongos. And that's why he got his nickname Bongo. And he was a kindergarten school teacher in a day. And then he was a barman at night. He was like 6'4". I remember, One of the more interesting nights was when there was a big fight that turned out in the bar. That, like, everyone was fighting everyone, and Rob and Roy owned the bar at the time, and the grandmother was there, and I could hear the fight going on behind me. I look back and I could see these two blokes, and then it turned into a full on brawl, and I put my arms around the grandmother at the bar and I said, just hold on, and I was getting jostled and whatnot, and then it all got sorted out, and she was fine. She was about 95 at the time. She'd be long dead now, but I said, just she was drinking at the bar next to me. Oh, you hear Rick and Rollo 74 with Susie.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Hello. So, hey, I'm not ruining my day, but I've only slept 4 hours. And I had to say hello to Rick and Rollo, number 74, Easter 2026.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It is currently, for me, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. And me, it is, what time in the morning?
You changed your clocks, right?
Oh, that's right. We did. Let's check.
Does it feel
that's
weird?
That's right, because we're on daylight saving now.
So you're Bongo, dude.
Oh, Bongo's crazy guy. He's a good guy. Hold on. Let me go to this phone. So yeah, we have changed clocks. So it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
9 o'clock on Sunday, the 5th of April. Yep. Go.
Okay. You guys were 13 hours. Now you're 12. Well, that's good.
Mm. Yeah.
Do
the.
You remember?
Go.
Jim Rose Circus Sideshow. Do you know what that is?
Take two. What was that? Do I?
Jim Rose. It's in the 90s, the early 90s or mid early 90s. The Jim Rose Circus Sideshow.
No.
And I only know since we were talking about the bongos guy, but
Oh yeah, with the scrotum over the schooner glass.
Yeah. I think they toured with bands. I did like Nine Inch Nails when they came out. I was telling you, I didn't like the whole grunge thing, but I liked that first album when it was new.
What's my favorite Nine Inch Nails song? It's got a, I'll fuck you like an animal.
I feel you
from the inside.
I always liked, I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it matter now? I was swimming in the haze and on the ground. Everything I never liked about you.
Yeah. That was Trent. Was that Trent Reznor? Trent Reznor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Jim Rose Circus Sideshow that I think toured with Nine Inch Nails.
I loved Trent Reznor when he hooked up with David Bowie and you get, I'm afraid of Americans. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I did. I saw that tour. Yeah.
Oh, you went to the tour. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is such a great film clip. I love the start of the film clip because there's like 1 or 2 seconds and then it gets going and Trent Reznor's following him. And David Bowie's looking back. He's there going, I'm afraid of Americans. It's one of the best film clips. Yeah, and then he starts running and, oh man, it's just, oh man, it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Yeah. It's all video clips.
There was a dude in the circus sideshow. You know, it was the whole, sword swallowing type of stuff. There was a guy, I think he was like the Great Lifto or Mr. Lifto. I think that's right. But he would hang shit off of his dick, like cinder block and stuff.
Oh, right. Ooh.
And like that was his thing, was he would swing things around and it would get heavier and heavier. And his fucking
Why not?
Dick was like, 2 feet long because it's so stretched out after all the stuff.
Wow.
And I was like, this is crazy.
And what are you going to do?
A lot of entertaining things. That's all I remember. I mean, there was probably some hot lady doing something and a, you know, another guy breathing fire.
Circuses are, you get to see some pretty bizarre stuff.
I think it was like the Jackass of sideshows, like a freak show circus. Mm-hmm. So like, it was fucking crazy.
Well, remember back in the 1800s, there was a guy called John Merrick. Well, his name was Joseph, but the Elephant Man. Have you ever seen the Elephant Man? And he toured circuses. Yeah, yeah, he had some sort of bone. I don't know what the hell happened to the guy, but he's certainly not forgotten. But they got his name wrong in the movie. David Lynch. David, here comes Rosie. Rosie, say hello to Susie.
Rosie.
Rosie. Rosie, Rosie's just come out on the balcony.
Can we sing Rosalie?
A whole lot of Rosie. You know, we call it, yeah, we did call her after AC/DC, that song. Whole lot of Rosie. It's a great song.
Rosalie, not quite the same, but you can just sort of switch it to Rosie.
We could, yeah. Look, she's found my mother's cushion. My mother used to have a dog called Abby, and before she died in 2018, her dog, Abby, died, I don't know, just 3 months before, and then she died soon after. I'm sorry to bring the mood down, but... Rosie's now
off the table.
What's that?
We could talk about buttholes, boogers, and cum, but we're not allowed to talk about dead dogs.
Dogs. Yeah, dogs are the best people.
No dead dogs.
No. One of my favorite songs of all time is The Foes. I think they're a one-hit wonder. Dogs are the best people. You remember that song, don't you? Dun, 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 dun.
Only from you.
Australian band, yeah. Dogs are the best people, yeah. I agree. Sometimes people are a bucket of shit. I can't stand them half the time. That's why I kind of try and keep myself to myself.
You know, I was thinking that Thin Lizzy. So...
Thin Lizzy, I remember him. Mothers of Invention. Are you talking about Mothers of Invention?
No, that's Frank Zappa.
Oh, Frank Zappa, sorry. Thin Lizzy, he was on his name, was he?
It was just a band. It wasn't his name. I was just thinking, like, there was this one time where it was like 3 a.m. We were on the highway. And got pulled over for speeding, right? And it's like, oh, fuck. You know, when it's 3 a.m, you're the only one out there, and everybody knows. There's no way you can hide, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne had a Thin Lizzy sticker on the back of his truck.
Mm-hmm.
So the cop walks up. He's like, can I see your driver's license? And then he, you know, they always take it back to the car. And he came right back. He goes, never mind. You got a Thin Lizzy sticker on your truck. You have a nice day.
Oh, awesome.
And then he goes, I used to have a Thin Lizzy belt buckle.
Oh.
I And like, he was so excited that we had a Thin Lizzy sticker on the truck. He just was like, great. Just
man.
And we were just like, did that just happen?
Sometimes in, hey, Susie, sometimes in life, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Or what sticker you put on your truck.
Yeah, just a sticker. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. And like, for like an hour, we were like, did that just happen?
And you got out of a speeding ticket. You got out of a speeding ticket. Yeah. That's good news week to me. I was cruising down the M4 one day. I was doing about 160. You're only allowed to do 110 in Australia, kilometers per hour, not miles. And the copper pulls up next to me and he points his two fingers to his eyes. And he points his finger to me, slow down, slow down, and then he fucks off. And I remember that, you know, and then I slowed down to 110. I was just in a hurry to get home, but,
Sometimes, you know, I don't drive much, but if a good song is on, like.
Yeah, it will make you speed up.
It really does.
You push the gas pedal a little bit more.
Just to fill your brain. But you know, Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town, Boys Are, that's like their number one radio hit probably.
Look, as much as I hate the cops, here in Australia, that story, that cheers me up a little bit because maybe some of them do have humanity, you know. So the guy, like, it just happened to be, you happen to be Thin Lizzy fans, and I like stories like that, you know. It just depends on which ones you might get one, you know, it's in bad mood. I still want open carry here in Australia. If I had a Glock on the side of my my belt right now, the cops would definitely be a lot more respectful.
I just want to open carry a beer, you know. Can't openly carry a beer, let alone a gun. I mean,
you kind of can here in Australia. I mean. It's not an issue, really. I could walk around. I saw a guy today when I went over the bridge. You know, Easter Sunday. Stupid me thinking all the shops would be open to get the bottle of vodka that I wanted. And the guy had he was just drinking out of a wine bottle in front of me, and I went, "Oh well,
good on you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't bother me. I didn't bother him. I just walked past him, and I went, "There you go. If that's what you want to do, I wouldn't choose." Truly,
it is kind of silly. So. If you go, if you're drinking vodka, you just carry a water bottle. If you're drinking
whiskey,
you get an iced tea bottle.
That's right.
Like an Arizona iced tea or something. Well, you can always get
Vela says, give me a Yeti cooler. And I put in there whatever I want if I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the truthmeats.com, the Yeti cooler, and I can put in there whatever.
Do you remember when Velocet said that someone anonymously donated last month and added my name to the Rolo, Susie, and Henrik? Someone did that.
Did they?
Yeah. I donated my own little meager, maybe last September or some shit.
Okay.
And it is fun to hear your name in a song.
Yeah, well, Dave J. Remember Dave J. wrote that? Yeah. I don't know who it was. Remember Dave J. wrote that song? Rick and Rollo, Rosie by his side. Yeah, the Dolly Parton. That Dolly Parton song.
I was so worried about you, Rollo, that I was going to. All you got to do is go on Suno.com. I could even make my own words, which I have plenty of.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have made you a song.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to feel better. You know, there's nothing I can do here. And I was like, I'm going to make him a song. And I was
I've just been crook for the last couple of weeks. I didn't think I'd make it back, but there you go. The body is as the body does. I'm 56. I'm not 26. So, just sitting on the back. I can see Rick right there in my mind's eye. I can see Velocet making, his, beautiful hamburgers. What's it called? He calls it the,
I forgot to tell you that I did get a message from Velocet. And he told me he put a little something more in that special sauce he made.
Did he?
And he made you guys eat it.
I didn't eat it, but,
you did. Yeah. I was just being.
No, jealous. No, Chrissy and I had the sauce. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was, what was the special ingredient?
That was the only time I ever heard you eat on air. You were eating that sauce.
Yeah, that's right.
It was mayonnaise, ketchup, vinegar.
It was the pickle juice. That's right. See, that was the thing that really made it special. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really, made the skewers, because we had veggie skewers that night. Yeah. But the burgers that he called it, that's right. It was called a Bilderberger. Bilderberger, after the Bilderberger group or whatever it is,
Have you used that grill since you bought it ever for anything else?
No, not really. No. Still here though.
Did you ever eat veggie burgers?
I tell you what I did do when my lighter ran out of, I couldn't light my cigarettes anymore. I sparked up the grill. just to light a cigarette. I know.
Oh,
so I had to take it all apart. Take the griddle off and there's a whole bunch of things. I sparked up the and I got a light. It started up first go. And then, to light a cigarette without taking your bloody eyelashes off and your eyebrows.
Oh, shit.
to get it alight. That was pretty funny. There you go. So we've got to thank Bello, Joel for that. It's a lot of fun. I can still see them here. Do you remember the, Dave J? Didn't he do all those AI things where all the girls came behind us and all the gay boys? Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. And he likes getting you with black
kids. Take two. I'm, are you still there? Hello?
No. Yes.
So,
hold on.
I missed what you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so
okay, good. It was at 9%, and I was like, "Oh shit!" And then I think it died a little, and I
got
it back.
No, you sound like you're in the same room as me now. You I said something about black dudes or something.
Yeah, he likes. I think he hooked you guys up with some black dudes, or at least you.
Me.
Yeah.
All right.
Not.
The whole thing was AI. It was all Dave J having a bit of fun. Dave J having a lot of fun. It's like me and John Laws cuddling. You remember? Totally fake.
That's really cute.
It was cute. I mean,
I know, but
yeah, it's one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. I cried. You know, I don't want to say literally. Because, yeah, I miss the guy. I mean, he's one of my favorite. Oh, here we go. Rick and Rollo, 74 with Susie.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
How do I do it? Hello. That's my coming out. We already just did it 20 minutes ago. Times haven't changed.
I know, but this is what Truth Meets is. So yeah, it's Easter Sunday, on the 5th of April, Easter, 2026. Truthmeets.com. Thank you. Mayonnaise Day or Tartare Sauce Day. Whatever it is, Spunky Day, and here we are with Susie, and we're still going out with Tomorrow, Silverchair, because that's locked in. We can't do anything about it. But yeah, have you had enough talking to me, or you want to continue on? Yeah. What else is on your mind, Suze?
What else is on my mind? Well, it was hot as shit yesterday, and now it's cold again, and it feels good to be outside.
What is hot in America? What do you consider hot?
I think it was almost 30.
Are you talking Celsius here or Fahrenheit?
Yeah, Celsius. I mean, it was
30 degrees. 30 degrees is quite warm. Yeah. What about the humidity? Is it humid?
No, it wasn't. No, that'll come later. Yeah. It's just
here in Australia. Here in Australia, it's quite often the hottest day I've ever experienced, I think, was 50 degrees. Which is almost
holy moly.
Yeah, that's you could cook an egg on a stone outside 50 degrees. I remember the day I was driving with Christy. Where were we? We're going to Toronto. Toronto here in New South Wales, not Toronto, Canada. It definitely hit 50 degrees. I remember when I was a kid. I say a kid. I was working in the banking industry at the time, 19 years old. I was on a red rattler, and there was no air conditioning or anything like that, and none of the doors worked. I lived in Lane Cove, and the Artarmon was the closest train to get to Crow's Nest where I worked, and it was 45 degrees that day, and I went, oh my god, 45 degrees. Yeah. And I was like the sweat pouring, and I was fit back then. I couldn't imagine that now, but 30 degrees is hot in in the United States?
Well, we haven't been acclimated properly. It sort of happened suddenly.
Mm.
You know, it's like, whoa.
Acclimated. Nice. I mean, you know what acclimated means? You got to get used to it or something. When you jump into a ice cold pool or something, you got to acclimate. Is that right?
Yeah. You got to start with your big toe.
your big toe, put it in the water and then go, all right, in you go.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I just jump in. I jump in and then hope for the best.
I don't like that feeling because it's like, it makes you feel like you can't breathe. I don't like that feeling.
Oh, yeah. When you lose, you do. Yeah, you do lose your breath. That's right. What's that ice bucket challenge? Yeah, I lost my breath when I did that stupid thing years back, 10 years back. Was it ALS or something? Was it?
I guess. Something. Yeah. Or something.
Everybody was doing it. It was just a thing. Everybody. And I jumped on the bandwagon. I went, I'll give it a go. And I got do you know when you eat an ice cream too quickly and you get that brain freeze?
Yeah.
You get that brain freeze. That's exactly what I got with that ice bucket thing, and I went, "Oh, I don't like it." The pain. It's like, have you ever you bite the end of your little fingers, right, for 10 or 15 seconds hard down, and then pull them together? Feel that pain. Have you ever done that?
No, I'm going to do it though. Not right now.
I'll
do it later.
So bite down. on your pinky fingers, right?
Okay.
And bite down as hard as you can for 15 seconds. And then after you finish,
bite where the nail is or on the finger.
Bite where the nail is. Yeah, and then after 15 seconds. Pull your two pinky fingers together and feel the pain.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know. I told you to.
Well, I didn't bite down as hard as I could, but I do get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Only I'm dumb enough.
It does work. It does work.
So it's cool, Rollo. Like I grow stuff, right? And
what's up? You what? You grow things.
Yeah, I have about 1,000 plants and maybe 400 more to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot of time. And if it's a warmer, sunny day, it takes me 2 or 3 hours to get everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And I set up tables. And then when it's cold at night, I got to bring everything back in. And a few nights ago, it was warm at night, and I got to let everyone sleep outside under the moonlight, and that was great.
Nice.
I call them everybody. I don't know why I say they, and like they're people or something. They're my baby. But, you know, I start everything from little seeds and, you know, the little miracle of life, you know, little green things. And next thing you know, you're just overwhelmed. And why did I plant so many things? And then that time comes where you put everything in the ground. And then...
Do you grow weed?
No.
Nope.
No, I used to try when I was a kid, but no.
No, it was never the drug for me. My drug was always my drug. Yeah, I know my drug.
I mean, you can get it anywhere. But there's nothing like a homegrown tomato. You can't buy that at the store. Maybe at a farmer's market or something.
That's okay, I've got one. I've got a heap of them that Christy bought me this morning from the farmer's market.
Yeah.
They're absolutely delicious. Shit.
I'll have thousands of pounds of food, for real.
Yeah. You got nothing to worry about.
And
the only thing we got to worry about in Australia is this bloody fuel situation.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I keep seeing all these lists of how much fuel each country has, and Australia is at the bottom with like, boop, you just have a little bit, you know? And I'm like, who's making these lists, and why are they fucking with you guys all
the time? I think they want us to drive electric cars. You know, that's the last thing I would ever buy on this. My car is coming back to me at the end of this year because of my indiscretion. I DUI, drink driving. And that was a stitch up too. But anyway, I don't want to go into that. I get my car back at the end of this year, and I would value that way more than, I don't know, a $300,000 BMW electric car or something. Even a hybrid, you know. At least a hybrid's got, you know, it's got gas that you can use.
You know what I miss? I miss the sound of a good muscle car.
A muscle car, idling. Yeah.
It starts up and it idles. It's like,
yeah, yes, it. Yeah.
Man, I love that sound. Like, man, like I love those old muscle cars, just the sound of them.
My first car
reminds me of the '70s, you know, like smell of it, like I like, and then
I hear my first car was a Tirana XU1 or XU. Oh man, it's the coolest. No, an XU. It had triple Webers. It didn't have like the car I really wanted when I was a younger man was a WRX that had nitroglycerine, you know, a nitro.
Yeah.
Fuel injector. Yeah, I wanted one of them, but I couldn't afford it. So and it wasn't even a real XU1. It was sort of a fake one, but it still went from, you know, 0 to 100 in, you know, about 3 or 4 seconds. And I loved it, you know. My parents wanted me to buy a Datsun. I should have bought the Datsun just to get me from A to B.
I remember Datsun.
But I was young. I was young. I wanted the...
You said it had
syrup.
I can think about like
1.21
gigawatts. Like you're just
1.20. Yeah, you're talking about back to the future. Yeah, that's right. We lost James Tolkien, you know, Strickland, Principal Strickland, the other day. Yeah, but yeah, I always wanted. Yeah, that was a DeLorean in that movie, wasn't it? I'd love to own a DeLorean. I always liked the cars with the, you know, the pop up lights, you know, at the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a million things that can go wrong with them, but there you go. I'd still like and the Lamborghinis where the doors open sideways. But if you go into a parking lot. How do you open the doors if they come out sideways? Yeah, it doesn't work. And then the Lamborghini, and then they work them out to go out sideways, like side out and then up, like the trains.
Yeah,
my father built. My father built these trains. They were called the Tangara, where the actual the doors. they pushed out and then went to the side. They were like one of the best trains ever built in Australia. And my father was responsible for that. And I'm still proud of it.
But then that didn't work, right?
They didn't work the first. They didn't work the first time, and that was someone else. I'm not shifting blame. They didn't work the first.
Your dad was pissed. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was mega pissed. Yeah, when they went the Tangaras when they went. And they weren't working properly, and oh man, shit hit the fan. But anyway, it's none of my business. So, it all worked out in the end. They were a great train, and all the trains that have come afterwards, have been built on that that model because. There was a company called EDI, which we called every defect imaginable. And they built the Millennium train, and it couldn't even go up a slight hill. Even, you know, fully electric, couldn't even go up a slight fucking incline. This thing was, that's why we call them EDI, because my father worked for Aganinen and Co. And they built trains to last, and they, yeah. And then was Comenge as well. They were pretty good. The Comenge trains were good, but not as good as Ginnin. Yeah, Ginnin, they made the greatest trains of all. And Velocet has the luxury of making sure they go the right way, the right time. And it sounds like a good job to me.
Yeah.
If I ever run out of money, that's the job I'd want to do. Yeah, just make sure the train goes on the right rail at the right time. Because we haven't had too many railway disasters in Australia. We had one in 1977. If you remember, it was called the, I think the train was just going way too fast and hit a bridge or something. And, I forget it. I spoke to John Laws about it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was anyway, I don't want to talk about sad things. The trains in Australia are, totally safe, and maybe we get a high speed one. I'd like to travel on a high speed train. You know, the ones that go 300 miles an hour.
Yeah, it would be cool. Bullet train.
A bullet train. I've never been on a bullet train. Never.
They run
on. Magnets or something, don't they?
I don't know.
I don't think they have bogies and wheels. Bullet trains, don't they run on magnets? I don't know how they work, but yeah, I want to be on a train in Japan or something. You can get from Osaka to Tokyo or something, like, you know, in an hour, faster than an aircraft.
It was Granville.
Granville. That's the one I was trying to think of. Thank you for that. That was 1977. It was awful. Quite a few people lost their lives. I think it was going too quick or something, but it hit a bridge and the bridge then collapsed on the train. And quite a few people lost their lives. Yeah, I spoke to Lawsy about it, and I don't know why I brought it up. I can't remember, but there you go.
I'm trying to, like, how many 120 miles per hour. Oh, we're talking about trains and bullet trains. And what do you guys do? Kilometers and kilometers. We have a roller coaster here.
Yeah.
Let me see. That goes from 0 to 193 kilometers instantly.
Wow. It's going to give you some whiplash. I bet you, as long as you got, you know, you're pressed back against the seat and you're ready for it.
Yeah. But that's the funny thing is they make you sit there. You don't go up the hill and go tick, 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 and then go woo.
No, it just immediately goes.
It's over.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, it goes straight up in the air like a rocket, and it sort of twists. Oh man, 20 minutes goes so fast.
Rick and Rolly.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Thank you, Sarah. Truthmeets.com, Rick and Rollo, 74. Rick is long gone. Susie's here. We're talking roller coasters, which is a fantastic. I'll tell you my roller coaster story at Luna Park after you finish yours. So the one you're talking about goes from 0 to
how 174 kilometers, which is 120 miles per hour. No, 193.
Have you been on it?
It, what a trip.
Yeah.
It goes so fast, and it's not a really long roller coaster. It's 420 feet. It goes straight up in the air.
Yeah.
And then it makes you go backwards.
Wow.
Not quite as fast, but you do the whole thing again, but backwards. Fucking great. You know, roller coasters,
What's it called, and where is it? What's the roller coaster
called? Thrill Dragster. Called the Top Thrill Dragster.
Top Thrill Dragster. And where is it in the United States?
It's about 45 minutes away from me at a place called Cedar Point.
Cedar Point. Yeah.
Yeah. They call it America's Roller Coaster. Some of the best
can you, you and Wayne can sit together? Are you?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you're sitting in it. You're not dangling. So it's a,
No.
Cause I went on the one, I went on the one in,
it's a dangling
in,
one. I'm too short,
the lethal.
Too tall.
Sorry. When I was in Queensland, I went on the lethal weapon. Lethal, and it's one of those dangle where the roller coasters, you know, you're underneath the actual line and you do flips and whatnot. And Chrissy wouldn't go on it with me. I wanted to go, but she, I thought it was fantastic. The very first roller coaster I did in 1979 was at Luna Park. It was a wooden roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And at Luna Park in North Sydney, I think it's still there. I'm not sure the roller coaster is because I think the residents got pissed off with all the screaming or whatever. But the thing, I when it went over the thing, it grabbed a bit of skin on the back of my leg.
I was yelling
not because of the thrill of the ride. It was just the pain and I had the biggest bruise on the back of my
because
it went up and it just squeezed skin together and I went
yeah
Yeah, you know, and this is when I was like, what, 9 years old? 79. I was, well, 10 years old, obviously. I still enjoyed it, though.
I was always, you know, when you get those little markers that say you can't ride this ride if you're not this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you're too fat, you can't ride this ride, or you're not tall enough or whatever. No, I always appreciate those old days. I think Luna Park's still there. Let's have a look. I think it is. But I think they got rid of the roller coaster. I think the local residents just couldn't handle the screaming. Yeah, it's still there. It's sort of, they had a bit of a, the ghost train. Do you remember that in 1979? They had a fire or something and a few people shuffled off. You still there, Suze? All right. I think we lost Suze. So we're, Rick and Roll is 74. Easter Sunday. What is it? Let me grab my phone. Easter Sunday. Sunday, the 5th of April, 2026. We're going out with the innocent criminals. You're back. I was just about to go out.
This cord kicked me out for no reason. I don't know why. I didn't touch anything. I'm just sitting here.
I want to get, have you got anything? Sorry, I don't want to be rude. But it's coming up. Yeah. I just don't want to piss the neighbors off with my voice. Cause I'm just sitting there.
I gotta go too.
All right. Well, we're going to go out with Venus. Go. Any last thoughts?
Bird. And he's just jumping up and down the window. Like he wants to come into the patio. He wants to come and he just jumps up and down the window all day long. And this time it's a sparrow, but last year a robin was doing it for the whole summer. Every day up and down, just pecking at the window. And it's enough to drive a person absolutely fucking bonkers. And
you don't feed it, you don't encourage it.
No, I have bird food out there and all kinds of stuff, but just every once in a while, one bird will just have a bird brain and go bonkers and peck at a window for hours on end. It's,
trust me, I've been in the same situation, but I've always encouraged them back in the day, but not anymore.
Yeah. All right. So what are we doing? Silver Chair or something?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they were called the Innocent Criminals, Daniel Johns, Newcastle band. And then they became Silverchair, which I think Mushroom, was it Mushroom Records or was it Sony? I can't remember which made them do the band name change. I thought the Innocent Criminals was a great name. Anyway, they had a song called Tomorrow, which Rick has already suggested and given to Bellaset. So truthmeets.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Suze, for the chat.
No, thank you. Ooh. I just wanted to say hello, and I'm quite honored you gave me the time. Thank you, Rillo. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rillo. Thank you, Bellaset. Real quick, I think Sarah's birthday was yesterday, or it's the 13th. I'm not sure, but it's this month. So happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah. So, yeah, we're going out with Silverchair tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Good night, Rollo. Bye.
Good night. Good night. Bye. Bye.